Last year, we exported around $4 billion in dairy products, whether it was fluid milk or cheese or whey products or dry ingredients to those two markets. They're number one and two, respectively, with Mexico and Canada. And the USMCA agreement has brought a tremendous number of benefits in growing our exports to particularly Mexico and simultaneously to Canada in servicing the demand in those two markets. The tariff-free access that we get into Mexico is invaluable to us, and preservation of that tariff-free access is key as we begin this review process that formally begins July 1, 2026. But we know the government's already, especially with Mexico, kicking off this process of evaluating what issues are on the table